Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. Randy and Gay Hongo of Christian Vision have recorded 16 CDs, six of which have won the Nahoku Hanohano Award for Best Inspirational Album of the Year. 21 years ago, the Lord gave Randy and Gay a vision for the Hongo Music Education Center, a place where musicians can gather to learn about music and prepare for this service to the Lord Jesus Christ. Their vision has expanded to include the community as a whole, to offer music appreciation and music enjoyment classes to people of all ages, especially to children who find music classes cut from the public school curriculum, and to seniors who would gather for fun music activities. Well, who gives us the gift of music? Well, Randy and Gay would say, none other than the Lord our God, as we have come to know him through Jesus Christ. That's why we pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ who has touched Randy and Gay is reaching out to you.
This is a pre-recorded interview with Randy, hosted by Danny and Suzanne Maurer. Randy Hongo went home to be with the Lord on December 16th, 2017. While some of the details may be dated in this interview, the heart of this message is so important, and we wanted to share it with you once again. Let's listen now, and we'll return with some final comments.
Randy, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Suzanne, for having me. I'm so blessed to be here. It's so great to see you, Danny. Do you know we pray for you every morning? Oh. You are a missionary faithful to the Lord, and we remember you and Joni and your Hana every day.
Thank you so much.
As the Lord carries you through his will.
Thank you so much, Randy. Randy, you know, you were, I don't know if you know this, Suzanne, but Randy was on the original board of directors for JCCY.
Thank
Remember
you for that?
That
privilege, yes.
I didn't know it, but it doesn't surprise
me. Going on over two decades ago. Randy, give us an update on your health.
My health, praise God, is doing very well. Thank you all for your prayers. Everywhere we go, you know, we still sing at different churches on Sundays, and people will say, oh, I've been praying for you, Randy. How are you doing? Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate the faithful support and encouragement of God's people, of all people, mm-hmm. Who hear of my situation. For those of you who don't know, in 2011, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, cancer of the blood plasma in the bone marrow. And at that time, there was no treatment available here in Honolulu. So my doctor advised us to seek somewhere on the mainland and gave me a list of possible hospitals to go to. We chose City of Hope in Duarte, California, right near Pasadena. And the Lord showed us that that was a place close to Hawaii and also a hospital that had studio apartments on property for people from out of town. Otherwise, you know, I'd have to go and rent an apartment or a hotel mm-hmm. for a few months. But we stayed on the hospital campus and we lived there for 8 months. 5 months of chemotherapy treatment. And then in the seventh month, which was July of 2012, I received a stem cell transplant. Well, long story short, praise God, 2 years later, and I would go every few months to City of Hope for checkups. But 2 years later, November of 2014, the doctor said, no evidence of cancer. They cannot say remission anymore because the cancer could return. Mm-hmm. But I said, oh, praise Jesus, doctor, I'm healed.
Amen.
And I claimed my healing. Mm. While I was suffering from that condition, I also had to deal with kidney problems. The cancer had affected my kidneys. So even today, as we speak, I go to dialysis 3 times a week. Mm. And I've also had some heart condition. But I'm feeling well, the Lord is sustaining me, enabling me to keep singing, maybe on a lighter schedule, keep creating, composing, and recording like our new CD. So we're very grateful for the health that I do have and for every fruitful day of life when I can praise Him and honor Him.
And may I tell our audience, he's looking good.
Oh, thank you,
looking
sweetie.
Real good.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's
people
true.
Say my color came there, back.
It looks good.
I think I was pale before, but
you mentioned your kidney.
Yes.
So, since you're on dialysis, does that mean you need a kidney transplant?
As a matter of fact, as I'm speaking now, I am undergoing testing at Queen's. I have a few more tests, and if I pass, in other words, if my body can take the transplant surgery, then the transplant committee will release me to have a transplant. And a lady from my home church, Kalihi Union, has given me her kidney. So after my tests are finished, she will undergo testing to see if she's a match. Oh. And if so, then we'll have surgery. If she's not a match, then I'll go on the list. And it could be a year or 2 years until I find a kidney from the national pool. Mm. But praise God, in my own church.
Yes.
I won't say her name because it's not a done deal. But she came to me one day and said, Uncle, God said to give me give you my kidney. I said, oh, praise the Lord. So I'm very thankful, very, very thankful.
And if she called you uncle, mm-hmm. it's going to be a young kidney.
Yes, it's a 42-year-old kidney.
Okay.
Young Filipina from Kalihi, who never smoked, never drank, so it's a very healthy kidney.
Beautiful. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray that he is able
Amen.
To have that surgery
Amen.
And that she will be a match.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Let's
you,
pray
Jesus.
Right now.
Heavenly
yes.
Father, we're lifting Hallelujah. Up to you this
yes.
life-changing opportunity yes. for Randy. And mm-hmm. we just pray, Father, that as the test results come in, that they give him a green light and say, yes, Randy, and that this beautiful young woman is a match
yes,
and that it can be successfully done. And if this is not the match, then that you will provide a match mm-hmm. for him through the National Kidney Foundation. And we just give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank
amen.
You. Thank you.
Randy, there is a sweetness
oh, praise the Lord.
Of spirit in the beauty of your ministry.
Mm, thank you, Dan.
How has God sustained you?
God has sustained me and Kay with his wonderful presence. Every day of our lives, we wake up each morning, we pray as husband and wife, we devote the day to him, we devote our lives, our gifts to him, we ask for his guidance and his leadership. So it's just constantly being in the presence of the Lord and acknowledging our relationship with him and our reliance upon him every moment. We're not lone rangers or just doing our own thing in the community that he places us. Mm. We are extensions of the Lord. We are his servants. Mm-hmm. And we constantly cling to the Lord every moment. So that constant connection keeps us in tune with the Lord. And I have to admit that my beautiful wife. And I'm sorry Gay cannot be here today. She had to go to the doctor unexpectedly. She's fine. But her love for me, and we will be married 45 years this year.
Praise the Lord.
I know we don't look that old, Danny. But she is the blessing to my life, the ruby, the gem in my life, whom the Lord presented to me when we were students at the university back in 1967. Back then, I didn't realize how blessed I would be to have this woman. I just thought, what a cute girl. God will give me one cute wife. And then our relationship developed and our music developed, and the love that we had then has just grown into something deep and lasting. And I'm so, so grateful for my wife, her patience with me, her constantly forgiving me and giving me second, third, fourth, fifth chances. Grateful, grateful this for this beautiful woman that God has given me.
The tenderness, you hear it in the voice of Randy. If you could see him, you'd see his his eyes close with a loving clench, the sparkle of a tear in the corner of his eye because of the love of God that he has felt, the love that he feels and knows from his wife, Gay. And dear one, the love of God that God has for you today, I don't know what it is, but God knows what it is that you're going through right now. And there is a timeliness in the way that the Lord will bring Randy Hongo in studio to speak heart to heart with us, but really as the Lord orchestrates by his mighty Holy Spirit in a way that only God can, orchestrates a personal word to you, letting you know you're not alone. There's a reason for what you're going through, why you're going through what you're going through. But you know, when I think about Randy Hongo, when I watch him, when I hear him, it makes me wonder, in this season of his life, what is he learning about God? What is that relationship? How is that intimacy growing? I'm going to ask him that when we come back. That and more. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Again, we just want to remind you that this is a pre-recorded interview done in 2016. Since then, Our friend Randy has gone home to be with the Lord.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
What do you do? What do you do when God gives you a vision? You know, you see it, it's clear, you know. It's not just something that you made up. It's very special. There's a distinct quality to it. What do you do? Do you take a step of faith? Do you share it with someone? What do you do if someone listens and they say, well, I don't know if that's of the Lord. Do you still hold fast to it? Or, well, these things and more are, well, we're talking the language of people who have vision, visionaries. And did you know that that's how our world has been changed and transformed? People see things that actually don't exist, but they see it by faith. And then over time, by faith and action, things begin to materialize and lives begin to change as a result of that. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maher, my co-host, and our featured guest, Randy Hongo. Thank you for joining us. Maybe you're tuning in right now, perhaps caught the tail end of our last segment. You can get this program in its entirety for free, a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Randy Hongo, you can find out more about Randy and Gay Hongo and Christian Vision and their vision, the Hongo Music Education Center, rghongo.com. Again, rghongo.com. Before our break, we're talking about the Lord ministering to and through Randy and Gay. Well, a new CD, One Ohana in Jesus. Their recent CD, 19 in all. Well, this is number 19. Randy, the 17th song on this, Almighty God. What does that song mean to you?
A song of praise, thanking God for His greatness and faithfulness in our lives all through the years. Gay and I wanted to write a song to conclude the album that covered our 45 years together and saying, God, thank you for all that you have done for us, for seeing us through sickness, for blessing our marriage, our son, our ministry, our church life. Thank you, God. We remember your goodness through the years and we give you praise.
A moment of reflection, a moment of meditation. Make this your prayer.
Presence for eternity. From the beginning, you have blessed through countless joys and tears. Through the years, you've been almighty God. Promises, God of mercy and of grace, you've kept them all. As we face the future, we stand secure in your word. Wonderful Lord, lead our way in years to come. Will always be Almighty God, a holy presence for eternity. From the beginning, you have blessed through countless joys and tears. Through the years, you've been Almighty. Through countless joys and tears, Almighty God, the Holy One, Father, Spirit, Son, you are Almighty God, Almighty
Spirit-inspired, soothing yet powerful, worshipful songs, hallmark of Randy and Gay Hongo. Randy, thank you for your heart of sharing, your gift of giving. We are blessed because of you. Thank you for being you, dear brother.
Thank you.
How did the Lord give you and Gay years ago that vision for the Hongo Music Education Center?
We have been so blessed by the Lord through our years of ministry. When we met, we thought that we were going to be teachers, that Gay was training to be a high school music teacher, and I was going to be a choir director in a church. And then when the Lord brought us together, He gave us opportunities to sing in different churches. And we realized, oh, we can sing duets and we can start our own music ministry. So that's how the Lord started us with Christian Vision back in 1982. And rather, we left our schools, and I left Kalihi Union Church staff, and we made ourselves available to the community. Then after about 26, 27 years of that, we thought, we can share what we've learned with the next generation. And that was the beginning of our plan to build a music school, an arts school, a music center where we could teach music to young people, you know, instrumental lessons, voice lessons, also music appreciation classes, just the gamut of how we can use music to bless people, to train people, and to make it an enjoyable experience for all people. So that was the birth of the Hongo Music Education Center back in 2000. So it's been 16 years and we've just been sharing and talking about it all these times. But we've slowly raised about $500,000 toward our project, which we estimate to be about $2.5 million. But in the last few months, God has been accelerating by sending a few key people with divine ideas in business and organization. So we are moving quicker toward our goal. And in particular, we have been concentrating on raising funds to build the school. And the school will be built at Kalihi Union Church because our church has given us a plot of land on which to build our center. But now our advisors are saying, let's start classes. So when people see how your classes and your instruction both are helping young people or people of all ages, that would provide further incentive for donors and big foundations. They say, look what the Hongos are doing in Kalihi. Let's give them X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
So in the last few months, we've been talking about hiring a principal, organizing classes, and getting the word out so we will start music instruction classes.
In a marvelous way, Suzanne, how God speaks to Randy and Gay, not only the broad vision, but as they have been faithful through the years, 16 years and counting, how the Lord provides land.
Amen.
And how the Lord provides ideas and now classes, as you said, Randy, to show what progress is being made, what difference this is making in the community, in the lives of people. Dear friend, we're talking about vision. What is it that you're doing? How have you taken a step of faith in the vision that God has given you? You know, sometimes we think so grand, but we forget about the small beginnings and the little steps. Little steps lead to big steps. I remember hearing the great evangelist Luis Palau in a quote that he said, "Big doors open on small hinges." So the little things, dear one, that needs to be done today, Randy and Gay, while they have been moving faithfully. When we come back from our break, you've heard Almighty God. You know, 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever."
Amen.
Well, as the faith of a person, a faith of a follower, is expressed through action, we can go back and think about a man by the name of Henry Opukahaia. We'll talk about him when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
This is a pre-recorded interview from 2016. Since then, our dear Randy has gone home to be with the Lord.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Randy Gay and Andrew Hongo have shared the gospel through music in many lands like Japan, Hong Kong, Korea, Taiwan, Australia, England, Scotland, Wales, Austria, Switzerland, Germany, Canada, Brazil, and throughout the United States. Is it any wonder that by being used in faithfulness to God, that the Lord would not only deposit a vision, but by God's grace in time, as in September 2012, where Kalihi Union Church generously offered Christian Vision a plot of land on the church campus, right there, 2214 North King Street, where the Hongo Music Education Center will stand.
Yes.
But there's some action that needs to be taken before that takes place. Randy Hongo is with us. Suzanne Maurer with
Aloha.
Me.
Aloha.
Danny Yamashiro, grateful that you're with us. Randy, what are some of those plans? Let's go deeper in some of those things that the Lord has placed on your heart and your committee to do.
The Hongo Music Center is a gathering place for God's musicians, essentially. What that means is we will be offering classes in different areas. Voice, piano, ukulele, guitar, band instruments. We also want to offer classes in music appreciation. Say a group of children will gather together and we'll have rhythm bands and just play time and just allowing them to enjoy music, but in a nice, controlled, loving environment. You know, a lot of our schools nowadays don't have music
exactly
in the school anymore. So we want to provide that outlet. Mm-hmm. We also want to offer classes in music therapy, because when I was a patient at City of Hope, artists would come and sing for the patients. Not necessarily gospel, but just regular artists, mm-hmm. singers, instrumentalists. And the power of music, even in their secular presentation, really touched us. And we know that that same power, blessed by the Lord, would bless people in hospitals and nursing homes. So we want to teach our people how they can use their musical gifts to minister to others. So these are all the classes. But also we want to offer like large concert venue opportunities, and we'll gather praise bands from different parts of the community or individual singers, you know, kind of a brown bags event or something like that. Any way we can reach out with music to touch people's hearts, with the gospel, or just touch them with the beauty and the power of music.
Randy, you wrote a musical drama about the life of Henry Opukuhaia.
Yes.
And there's a connection between you and Henry O. That is, your son, Hawaiian young man, went to Yale.
Yes.
And Henry O. Went to, he stayed in the home of the president of Yale,
yes.
Timothy Dwight,
yes.
the fourth. So a Hawaiian man precedes another.
Yes.
And there's a connection. But your musical drama, Glory in His Soul, how did the Lord inspire you to write and direct that?
Well, I had a personal connection with Henry even before that. I'm from the Big Island, from Hilo side. Mm. And Henry, 200 years earlier, was from the Big Island, Kona side, from Kealakekua. And when I heard his story as a young man, I was always moved. You know, I became a Christian at age 16 at Hilo High School. Mm. And when I read Henry's story about how he was essentially Hawaii's first Christian, I thought, someday I'm going to do something with that, Lord. Mm. And then through the years, I met Henry's cousin, maybe sixth, seventh cousin. Her name is Debbie Lee, a young girl from Hilo, who was in my youth group when I was music director at Haile Church. Mm. And she would talk about Henry. So that was like another prompting from the Lord. And then back in 1992, I was asked to write for the Kalihi Union Church Missions Fair, a skit. And I thought, okay, Lord, I'm going to write about Henry. But the 10-minute skit turned into like a 55-minute production with two songs. So that was the first time we did it. Did it that year. It was a big hit. And then I put it in the closet. But last year, I went to a gathering at the New Life Church downtown that Mark and Diane Yasuhara had invited us to. And that evening was about Henry O. And as the people were speaking about Henry and talking about him, the Lord said to me, Randy, you got to do a revival. Mm-hmm. So I took the script out of the closet. I extended it. I wrote two more songs. I asked Pastor Steeper at Kalihi, Pastor, can we do this for an event? He said, how about for Missions Fair next year, April 2016? So that was a quick beginning of how Henry came to be, that we presented it a few months ago to great success.
It was magnificent.
Well, thank you, Suzanne.
Absolutely. And now, I'm probably underestimating, but there were at least 600 people. Were there more?
Well, we did it over two weekends, five performances. We counted just under 2,000 from the community.
Maybe it was 600 a service.
A service, yeah. No, our place was packed. We had to put people in the gym and in the welcome center on live feed television.
Really?
Because, yeah.
And it was such an evangelical outreach because people came from all over. It was wonderful. Mm.
What people said to me, I'm not patting myself on the back, all glory to Jesus. They said, I came expecting a nice church program, and it was so professional.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the performances, the costumes, the set changes, the music, everything brought great glory to the Lord, and the message was proclaimed, the gospel message. So it was a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. I think about your explanation of the connection, where you grew up. You know, as we talk further, well, we often say that in Hawaii, but I suppose it applies in various places to a certain extent. The longer you talk to people, the more relationships develop. You begin to see these real connections.
Yes.
And that they're not just connections right now, but they're connections that go back, you know, years, generations. Just by talking, you get to know people, you get to know. And the Lord is at work in every generation. And that's one of the marvels of when I think about a music education center, like the Hongo Music Education Center, is we're moving things forward.
Yes.
The generations,
yes.
Well, they might hear of the lives that have been lived before, but they're living the life at that time mm-hmm. and in the future, and the impact is being made now. And that's why I think, you know, that's why I want to talk about this, because supporting something like that, investing in something like that is, and then it's eternal. It's an eternal investment Absolutely. That will continue to reap dividends because of that surrender and release of resources for the glory of God.
As we share our vision with people, you know, we still do a little bit of traveling throughout Hawaii, and we try to go once a year, even with my limited capacity, my health. We try to go maybe California and do concerts in certain areas with churches that mm-hmm. we have, new churches or churches we have been to before. As we share about our music center, people are so supportive. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea. Here's my offering. Mm-hmm. I'll be praying for you. And we appreciate that so mm-hmm. very much.
Someone listening today, Randy, might say, hey, I want to hear more about the music center. Mm. I want to learn more about your ministry. Yeah, I want to put a stake in over there and be a part of this. Where can they go? Where do they make a contribution to your ministry?
They can call me at my home, 834-1000, or they can write to our P.O. Box, 31124, Honolulu 96820, or they can come to Kalihi Union Church.
Well, or the website.
Or the website, yes, rghongo.com.
rghongo.com. Mm-hmm. Hey, you That's don't always easiest. Get a guest on our show. Just give out his number like that.
Oh, I'm accessible to the world.
Hey, and not only that, but how many people, Suzanne, have the privilege and the convenience of having a number 1,000?
One that I know of.
I had to wait 2 weeks for that when we moved into our new apartment. I said, they gave me some number, 9592987. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. We're going to have a number with 1,000 in about 2 weeks if you can wait. Yes, I'll wait.
The Lord is good. Our address is 123.
Again, the number, Randy?
834-1000.
That's 808. 834-1000. Well, people listen to our program mm-hmm. all across the country and different parts of the world. We just never know how the Lord will move and speak to people's hearts.
Yes. Well, send to Danny and he'll send it to me,
yes.
I hope.
Yes, yes, yes.
What an opportunity to be a part of a tremendous blessing.
rghongo.com. When we come back for our last segment, another song from the CD, One Ohana in Jesus, and more heart-to-heart conversation with Randy Hongo. Be in prayer. Open your heart to what the Spirit of the Lord wants to do, wants to say to you, and wants to do through you. And you know, leaving a legacy for the glory of God that lives on, that continues to equip and train, inspire young people, people of all ages, in music and creativity, the Hongo Music Education Center. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Randy Hongo.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Again, we just want to remind you that this is a pre-recorded interview done in 2016. Since then, our friend Randy has gone home to be with the Lord.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
I trust you, Jesus. Hey, you know, when you go through a rough time, really rough, you get to know God in a very special way. And that's one of those things I was going to ask that. I mentioned that earlier. Randy, what did you learn about the Lord? Now, the Lord is knowing that you're wanting to trust Him, that needing to trust Him. But what did you learn about the Lord in your moment of pain and struggle?
I always knew that God was faithful and loving, God of all generations who loved me. And I learned that through the years. But when you are in crisis and you have to put your faith to the test, you truly learn the truth of God's presence and God's love. If I can take just a minute to share from Psalm 81, because Gay and I have been reading this week, 81:13-16. If my people would only listen to me, Israel would follow my ways. How quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before Him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat. With honey from the rock, I would satisfy you. And what a powerful reminder that all the pilikia going on around us, God is going to take care of us through our sickness, our trial, our deprivation, with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock. I said, God, what is the rock? He said, all the troubles around people, but even in the troubles, my sweetness, my water, my honey will come out of that disaster and bless you and satisfy you. I was reminded in my sickness that no matter how bad things got, God's love was real. I trust you, Jesus, was what I was reminded. No matter what the situation, praise, rejoice, trust.
I trust you, Jesus. You are my Lord, Creator of all things, the living world. Savior of the world.
I trust you, Jesus. I have no fear. Through the darkness, I can see your face appear. In my weakness, you are mighty. The solid rock on which I stand.
Jesus, you are holy. Jesus, you are King. All my fears and failings I sacrifice to you.
Lamb of God, I trust in you.
sacrifice to you. Jesus, you are faithful. Jesus, you are love. Holy Lamb of God, I trust in you. Sacrifice to you. Jesus, you are faithful. Jesus, you are love. Holy Lamb of God, Almighty Father, great I am. I take your hand and I trust in you.
The excellent, heartfelt, spirit-anointed songs of Randy Gay and Andrew Hongo, One Ohana in Jesus. You can get this CD at rghongo.com, or at Logos Bookstore. Randy, someone today, as they listen, maybe they're welling up inside. Somehow, they might not even know how to explain it. Something is happening. They're touched by the love of the Lord. What would you say as a word of encouragement? And would you lead in a prayer? We've got about 2.5 minutes left.
I would say to them what Don Yeager said to me December 22, 1963, as my heart was welling up inside the home of the Youth for Christ advisor. He said, Randy, you have heard the word of the Lord. He has touched you with his spirit. He wants you to open the door of your heart. And then he led me in a prayer. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for our listeners, for their faithfulness in turning that knob and tuning up the volume to hear the good life every week, or just for today, maybe. And Lord, I pray for them, these faithful listeners, that if their hearts are tender, made tender by today's presentation, that they will open the door of their heart to receive you, that they would pray this simple prayer. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, but I acknowledge that you died on the cross for my sins. Thank you for loving me and giving your life and your blood for me. I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I turn from my wicked ways, and I follow your ways. Help me day by day, dear Lord Jesus, to follow you, to live for you, to grow in you, to read your word, to fellowship with other believers, to love myself because you love me. and then to love those around me. Until the day I will enter heaven, Lord Jesus, I will love you and serve you with all of my heart. I pray in your name with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
And Lonnie, Randy Hongo certainly lived all his days loving and serving the Lord and loving people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I hear his voice, I see his face, I see the heart, I see the joy, the kindness of Randy, and he surely did touch lives, change lives, heal hearts, absolutely walked the talk, the prayer that he just said.
Indeed, and what a blessing it was that we have this recording of his story, him sharing his life and love for the Lord and for the Lord's people, really, and the people of the world. Mm-hmm.
Really, may it touch our listeners today, just as it had 5 years ago and every time we play it going forward. We hope you've been encouraged by this pre-recorded interview with Randy Hongo. Since our time with Randy in studio, Randy has gone home to be with the Lord, and that happened in 2017. Friends, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ, just as Randy had prayed. Visit thegoodlife.com. Click on the button, Get to Know Jesus. There's a lot more information there for you. I pray that you would go forward with that information. Scripture says in Habakkuk 2:3, "For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail."
It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our dear Randy Hongo. Find out more at rghongo.com. Until next time, along with my co-hosts, Suzanne Maurer and Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.